Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Vanessa O'Hanlon from Nine News Central West, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. Now, the bushfires, they've been right around the state. We had particularly severe conditions yesterday. And I'll tell you what, the RFS, take your hat off to them because they're just doing a fantastic job.
They are doing a fantastic job. Such extreme conditions. I mean, winds, unprecedented fire conditions anyway, with the drought and also just how hot it actually is for this time of the year. And, you know, they're just there on the front line doing such a wonderful job and trying to keep us all safe in these extreme conditions. It's going to take quite some time for things to really calm down. Of course, there's a risk of flare-ups over the coming days. And just everyone just needs to stay a little bit more vigilant and just help everybody else out in these awful conditions.
And we're still a couple of weeks away from summer, which is the real concern.
Yeah, and the real concern is as we get into those, the later parts of January into February, when it's even drier because we haven't had the rain over summer. It's just setting up for an awful summer for bushfires.
Indeed. All right, now, the Western Cancer Centre in Dubbo, this has got a cancer scanning machine.
Yeah, look, this is a $35 million centre that's currently being built. It'll offer the first PET CT scanner west of the Blue Mountains. It'll attract people from right across the Central West, meaning you don't have to travel all the way over to Sydney to get the help that you need. And it's hoped that this new facility will attract more health professionals. It's part of the Western Cancer Centre that's going to be delivered in parallel with stages 3 and 4 of the redevelopment of Dubbo Hospital. So there's still a little time for this to all happen, but the first unveiling is that it will be a fantastic venture for the people in the western parts of New South Wales.
Yeah, good news indeed. Now, a dean has been appointed for the CSU Medical School.
Yeah, look, this is still a while off before this medical school kicks off, but a dean has been announced, Dr. Leslie Forster. She's got so much experience. She's worked with the Royal Flying Doctors, established the New South Wales Trauma Centre, and now is the dean. This medical school is in conjunction with Western Sydney Uni, and it's aiming to create stronger medicine in the bush. It's only taking 37 students, and it won't be until 2021, but a tough selective process is about to get underway in the coming months.
Good news. All right, now Operation Pedro has wrapped up across the weekend by our state's police force.
Yes, targeting roads and venues in Orange and Lucknow, including the Mitchell Highway. In total, 160 random breath tests were conducted and vehicle screenings for drug indicators were conducted. It's part of, as you said, an ongoing strategy by officers to target drug activity, traffic offences in both licensed premises and also on our roads.
Okay, now National Agriculture Day, 21 November.
Yeah, look, this is a great day. It urges all Australians to wear green to support farmers and also to stop for a moment and think about where all of our produce comes from. And in the tough times that we're going through at the moment, I think this is more important than ever. And as a lovely little gesture, farmers are being invited to drinks and nibbles at the Cowra Golf Club the evening before, so on November 20, between 6:30 and 8:30. It's a good chance to get there and speak with other fellow farmers.
Indeed. All right, now, Roaring Twenties exhibition is on right now at the Orange Regional Gallery.
It is. If you like history, you like photography, this is for you. Underworld mugshots from the Roaring Twenties. It reveals the dark side of Sydney during that period of, as we know, if we've seen episodes of Underbelly, that sort of Darlinghurst region, there was a lot going on during that time. The mugshots were taken by New South Wales Police, which makes it even more outstanding, I guess. It's on now until March at the Orange Regional Museum.
Yeah, one not to miss. Joining us online, and you'll see it tonight from 6 p.m. on Channel 9, it's Vanessa O'Hanlon. Vanessa, thanks for the update. Have a great day.
You too.